Good morning. Welcome to you to the Lord's house this morning. Please take a moment to sign the friendship register at the end of each row closest to the center aisle and then pass it along to your neighbor seated next to you. Also, please take a look at the upcoming events inside your bulletin. And gentlemen, please note the Men of Faith Fellowship Group will begin meeting again in August. This will still be a time of fellowship and building relationships, although there will be no meal served this time around. As you're likely aware by now, Kansas City has resumed the mask mandate due to the increasing number of COVID cases. This will officially begin tomorrow and continue through Saturday, August 28th, and this means that face masks will be required indoors regardless of vaccination status for all of us ages 5 and above. With the increased concerns for spreading the virus, the fellowship lunch scheduled for today has been canceled, and we will also discontinue passing the communion elements and offering trays beginning next week until the mandate is once again lifted. There will be an offering tray available in the foyer as you enter and leave the sanctuary. Since there are no restrictions for building capacity or social distancing at this time, we will continue our normal schedule of worship and Sunday school, Bible studies and other activities, but there will be no food served at any events for now. We certainly continue our prayers for the many families who have been personally impacted by loss or illness throughout the pandemic. All right, now may we begin our service of worship with our call to worship. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning. Please rise for the call to worship. How good is it to give thanks to you, O Lord, to sing in your honor, O Most High God. Your mighty deeds, O Lord, make us glad. Because of what you have done, we sing for joy. Let us sing our opening hymn, For All the Saints, hymn number 637. We'll sing stanzas 1, 3, and 5.
For all the saints who from their labors rest, who thee by faith before the world confess, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Countless host, singing to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Alleluia, Alleluia.
May we bow for a word of prayer. Lord God, it is once again our privilege to gather in your house with our brothers and sisters in Christ to worship and share in fellowship together. We give you thanks for the health and safety we are able to experience despite the continuation of the COVID pandemic. We're grateful for this sanctuary, where we are able to gather and greet each other and share the warmness of human compassion. We seek now the living presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, brought to us by the ever-present Holy Spirit, who we know is always with us, not just here, but in our daily lives as well. It is in the name of Christ Jesus that we pray. Amen. Take a few moments to greet and welcome those around you this morning. Please be seated. We'd like to invite our kiddos to come up front for the children's sermon as we sing the first verse of page 190, Tell Me the Stories of Jesus.
Tell me the stories of Jesus, I love to hear things I would ask him to tell me if he were here. Scenes by the wayside, tales of the sea, stories of Jesus, tell them to me.
Well, good morning, Sydney. How are you this day? Yeah, you good? Okay, good. I'm glad to hear it. I have a question for you. Do you trust mom and dad to take care of you? Why? Why do you trust them to take care of you? Is it because they always do? Yeah, you trust them to make sure you have food, right? Yeah, and to make sure you have clothes, and to get you back and forth to your ball games. Yeah, all that good stuff. Because we see him do it every single day. But we don't see God, do we? We've never seen God. So if we trust God, that's called having faith. When you believe something and you trust in something that you can't see, that's called faith. One of my favorite quotes from a movie, and you may recognize it. Yes, it's a Christmas movie, and yes, it's a kid's show, but I don't care. Anyway, somebody says, I'll believe it when I see it. And somebody else says, seeing is not believing. Believing is seeing. If we believe in God, we see him everywhere. We see him in smiles. We see him in the trees and the grass and the sky and the rain and the sun and the moon and the stars. He's everywhere. We just have to believe, huh? We have to have faith. and he will always be with us. Can we have a little bitty short prayer before we go downstairs? Dearest Heavenly Father, thank you for always being here with us. Thank you for the beauty of this world and of our children. Thank you for all of the goodness that you bring to us each and every day. Thank you for being patient with us when our faith is shaken. Please help us all to remember to pray daily and just have faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you. It's a joy to see all of you here in the Lord's house this morning, and especially a joy to see Betty Gilstrap and Pam Roberts. Bless you guys. And Pam, we know you've come all the way from Oklahoma, and we're certainly keeping you all in prayer and delighted that you all are here this morning. As we are remembering several people this week, we certainly are extending our sympathy to Dorinda Hoke with the passing of her brother, Kenny Fouts, in Lexington, Kentucky. Kenny went to the emergency room on a Thursday with what was determined to be the coronavirus, was put into an intensive care unit, and passed away by the next Tuesday. So again, some of the issues people are dealing with the virus are certainly quite significant. And Jo Beth Jones and her sister Sharon Dean, were remembering them in prayer with the passing of Sharon's husband, Galen Dean. The service was held on Friday. We want to lift up Betty Donahue and also Dean Chester, as both of them are undergoing surgeries on Tuesday of this week. And among our church family, we're remembering Sharon Gallup and Barbara Mayberry, Michelle Jacobo, and Perla Mora with various health concerns. Grace and Jean Kimmerling and Jill Gregory are all in rehabilitation centers. And among family members, we are remembering Lana Witten's daughter, Missy. It was determined that she does not have the coronavirus, but does have a significant case of pneumonia. Also in Kathy Connell's family, we're certainly remembering her son-in-law, or son and daughter-in-law, excuse me, Robbie and Laura Wood, as they are making recovery. Robbie, in the case of that back surgery after that auto accident, and Laura from Whiplash from that accident, the weekend prior. Certainly in Kelly Jackson's family, we're remembering her mother, Pat Reese, as she's recovering from surgery up in Rochester, Minnesota. And Linda Stevens' son, Billy Stevens, does have the coronavirus and is really struggling through that presently. We also lift up Kathy Gorman's mother, Wilma, Edna Williams' sister, Kay, and her cousin, Anna. We're lifting up Patty Miller's sister, Nancy, Ruth Ann's daughter, Rihanna. And among friends, Ron and Teresa Wolf's friend, Marie Kenny. So with all of these people upon our hearts, may we bow our heads before the Lord's presence this morning. Merciful and loving God, it is once again our privilege to assemble in your house of worship, to feel your Spirit's presence, to be renewed through fellowship with fellow believers, and to be guided by your word. The names of people we've mentioned and the multitude of concerns called to our attention, locally, nationally, and globally, remind us that so many people face great challenges and trials day after day. For the many who have lost loved ones and those currently suffering through the ongoing coronavirus, we continually seek your loving comfort and your healing power. And for those in the western states still dealing with the losses incurred by fires, and for those facing evictions with the start of this new week, we pray, O God, for guidance and assistance that can lead to hope and secure futures. And as each of us face whatever challenges may be on the roads before us, O God, may we always believe with certainty that we can rely on the hope of your guidance. For as Jeremiah 29, verse 11 reminds us, I alone know the plans I have for you, plans to bring you prosperity and not disaster, plans to bring about the future you hope for. And as we keep all things of the earth in perspective and remind ourselves of the great victory we will experience in life eternal, May we be reminded, as the Apostle Paul tells us in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, that we have been raised to life with Christ. And so may we set our hearts on the things that are in heaven, where Christ sits on his throne at the right side of God. With assurance, we offer this prayer as we also recite the prayer our Lord Jesus teaches us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Hungry I come to you, for I know you satisfy. I am empty, but I know your love does not run dry. So I wait for you, so I wait for you. I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, you're all this heart is living for. Broken, I run to you, for your arms